every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. It's a little throwback there. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPSLASLACRRMMDRAHAPAMOUSE.
LMNOP.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelly
and Mark.
Awesome. We are here because the miracle is about to happen.
It'll be a miracle if we get this show going.
The show's going now, so apparently the miracles have happened. Miracles abound.
Wonder of wonder.
Did you just do the disclaimer?
Yes.
Yes, Shelly.
Oh, okay, sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Ground control to Major Shelly. Ground control
Ten.
To Major Shelly.
Nine.
Check your meds and may God's love be with you.
Seven.
There, you know, there's people out there that have no idea what that song is going, what
this
the
is ground
they're
control
like,
to Major Shelley.
Yeah, there people are out there going, what the frick are they talking about? They have no idea.
Old school baby Bowie fans.
David Bowie, Space Oddity. Awesome. You know what that means.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
We're having a little
this
bit
is a problem without
an issue
printing the boozy news.
Well, I ran out of paper, all right? Okay.
All right.
All right, let's see. Where was I from the last show?
There.
You were in the studio.
I was, right.
Pick a spot.
I'm looking for
shout out to the Rat Pack.
All right, yes. Shout out to everybody who sent in a story, all of our roving reporters, they do a fine, fine job.
Anything from Connor this week?
Yes, we'll get to that.
Okay. Well, because he's not one of the normal roving reporters.
That's
so
true, he's not. Here's something that I'm really not clear on the concept of. There is the Hacker Group Anonymous, right? Hacker Group Anonymous, they publish things that shouldn't be published. They hack into people's like files and... Yes. No, they call themselves anonymous. Sarah's talking. Nobody can hear
Hackers
Sarah.
Anonymous. I guarantee those guys get watched by the feds.
Yeah.
At any rate, one of their members was kidnapped by
a group of a lot of phlegm.
They were kidnapped by the Zetas, which is a drug gang in Veracruz, Mexico.
Or a frat group.
One of the two. Yeah. So anyway, the hackers organization, Anonymous, is saying that if they don't release their member immediately, they are going to expose their corrupt allies in the Mexican police force, the government, and the news media.
So expose your member.
Yeah. Sounds like a boozy news from last time of some guy in front of a school bus.
Yeah, I know. But here's what I don't get. It's like, okay, so they're threatening this drug cartel, and they're not known for being loving, caring, and sharing. Why don't they just go ahead and release the information anyway? Because the guy is already dead.
No, he's probably not. They're probably holding him for some kind of ransom.
They haven't said any ransom. And in fact, the Zetas are known for capturing and killing reporters that do negative stories about them.
They're not nice people.
No, they're not.
They're probably not our roving
well,
reporters.
Well, I don't know.
Our roving reporters are now in jeopardy.
This probably isn't in. Yeah.
Because you just did a negative report about them.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but this story's all over the news, so it's not like this is a news story.
Mark and I secretly support the Zetas. Yes. I don't know if this is in the boozy news, but I saw a thing a few days ago about some paramilitary group in Mexico that's like not supposedly part of the government and is like some homegrown group. Although when you see them with their weapons, these are not normal weapons, guys. And let me tell you, they are popping off cartel members all over the place in Mexico. And they're like the people's liberation, you know, it's almost like the Symbionese Liberation Army or something. It's like the People's Liberation Army, and they popped off, in one day they popped off 39 cartel members. And these guys have these guns that look like they're off the military channel, like something like World's Greatest Assault Rifles Part 3. These guys have weapons.
You know what the problem is?
It's cartel like, is members, it SEAL teams? What is it?
Cartel members are like black ants.
You can kill off lots of them,
and there's just lots more.
Black flag.
Okay, in Orlando.
Florida!
Yikes, get down with your bad self. For the second time this month.
That's twice.
Nathan Walter Sikenga.
Cicada?
Sikenga.
Yes. Was arrested for allowing his 9-year-old child to be his designated driver.
Wow. Only in Orlando. Were they at Disneyland? Was he just driving them through the parking lot?
No, they were. He was
Disney World, and
he had gotten drunk and couldn't drive home, so said, "I'm going to stick my kid as my designated driver. That'll work." So how those alcoholic thoughts.
My question is, how did the kid do?
Well, they got caught because he crashed into a security gate arm.
Pinball.
Yeah, you know. That's not too good.
Kid drove by the Braille method.
Yes, and an officer actually witnessed the crash. So, and also,
that's hard to hide.
He's not going to get his license until he's 18.
Apparently, using your kids as your designated driver is a growing trend. We had a story like this like a couple months ago, too.
Yeah, this happens all the time.
There's another one in Detroit where a man was told the officer that he was teaching his 9-year-old daughter how to drive.
Yeah.
She was driving him to the store because he had been drinking and he needed more beer.
That's an alcoholic right there.
What cracks me up, this is an 8-year-old girl. What cracks me up is when the detective pulled her over, she said, what did you stop me for? I was driving good.
He goes, I couldn't see you.
Yeah. Why do you have blocks on your shoes?
Mark was saying, you know, the guy's not going to drive till he's 18. You think? Because think about this.
Yeah.
If I was a kid, I would plead, dude, it's my dad telling me I have to. Really? You're going to hold that against me following what my parents say? Really?
The law is the law.
I think he'll skate. Because he won't be driving.
You're breaking the law.
He'll skate because he won't be driving.
You're breaking the law.
Breaking the law. You know what?
What?
Shout out to my band promoter friend who I had a chance to go see Judas Priest the other day and Thin Lizzy and go backstage and I wasn't able to use it. This guy calls me every so often to give me passes and I couldn't use them. Damn.
Shout out.
In Crestview.
Florida?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a Crestview right up the hill here.
Okay, well, Crestview.
Florida!
Thank you.
Are these all Fran?
These might be Fran.
Florida!
I copy and paste things in order of the emails as they come in, so it could be Fran.
There's been like 3 in a row.
Florida. Duh.
The guy that was arrested in this story has obviously been listening to my little rants against people stashing things in their pants when the cops are going to search them.
Oh, right.
He's stashing
because,
his shirt.
He was detained. Somebody dimed him out and called the cops and said he was intoxicated and walking down the street to buy cocaine. So the police found him and asked to speak to him. He wasn't driving, so he didn't get pulled over for that. They asked him if he had anything illegal on him, and he said just less than an ounce of weed. Well, it was over an ounce of weed, and he had it in his front pants pocket. And they also found a crack stem in his rear pants pocket and a crack rock in the seam of his hat. But he didn't stick anything down his pants, I applaud him.
He should get off, then.
Clearly. Well, go to bathroom, Shelley.
I think he should. He didn't stick it to... The police officer did not have to stick his hands down the guy's pants. That's a banner day.
Well, he didn't have to, but there's, you know... You ever see Reno 911?
You always try to avoid scrotal contact.
Reno 911, there's a cop that would be happy to.
Is that the one that always wears the shorts and the really tight shirt?
Yes.
Yes.
Which, if you've never seen it, I don't watch it as a general rule, but every time I watch it, it's funny.
You can see bits of it on YouTube.
He has.
Oh, one of the greatest ones is that it's called the. It's called like classic DUI, and this guy gets a DUI from the chick in Reno 911, and she's like, "Can you put your hand on your?" And he's like, "Look, I can do that," and he does everything perfectly. And she's like, "Okay, try this. Walk in a straight line." So he walks in a straight line. She's like, "Okay, walk in a straight line and start kicking your feet out to the side." Next thing you know, he's like doing this total line dancing thing, and then she does like the splits or something. He goes, "I can't do that when I've been drinking." And he goes, "Oh shit!" She's like, "I knew I'd get you."
Yep.
Okay.
Dangerous.
Where was I? In Pittsfield. And I've forgotten to mark where
Florida?
That is.
Pittsfield?
Pittsfield. It's got to be somewhere back east.
Is it outside of a burg?
It doesn't say. And I forgot to look. I forgot to. Because usually
Pittsfield,
if I don't know where it is, I look it up.
Yeah.
At any rate, a convicted sex offender. I'm not exactly sure. They said he's going to jail because of disturbing the peace. But I don't know how that ties into
peace
his.
Of what?
Yeah,
sex
the first thing I thought of is what piece was he playing with?
Well, actually, he was kissing and fondling a cardboard cutout of a woman, which was part of an advertising display at a Rite Aid drugstore.
How old was the advertisement?
It was a sunglass display.
She was overage in the
cutout. I don't know. He was allegedly intoxicated.
Wasn't
walked
a
into
copper
the Rite Aid. He began to lick and kiss the face of the female on the display stand. That lasted about a minute, and then he fell to the floor and began kicking and screaming. His behavior scared all the customers away, and when he was arrested, he resisted arrest, obviously.
Go figure. How drunk was he?
It doesn't say what his BAC was, so. Yes.
Would it be safe to say he was, though?
Yes.
He mistaked a cardboard cutout for someone real?
Yes.
And it wasn't until the cardboard started to get kind of gummy that he realized he was making out with a board.
With a cardboard lady.
He said she was a soggy kisser.
Yeah, you know what the rest of the time he spent doing is he's talking to the cops. It said he didn't, it's not that he was resisting arrest. He's like, when you spitting out pieces of cardboard.
Yeah.
In Fort Pierce.
Florida!
Yes.
These are all from Fran.
Someone might want to, you know, inform this woman that, you know, it's not just us that she's in trouble with. It's us. God.
Oh.
What'd she do?
I thought you meant she was in trouble with recovery.
She was caught stashing her crack pipe in her Bible.
That's a good idea.
Yes, they found her.
That would probably be one of the last places I would look, actually.
She was pulled over for something.
To see another Shawshank Redemption.
She was pulled over for something, but I can't exactly find what it was. They did a search of the car. I'm not sure why they did the search of the car, but they searched the car and found the crack pipe stashed in her Bible, in her purse.
I used to do it with textbooks. Cut out the inside of them.
She also had an open 16-ounce container of Colt 45.
That would explain why they searched the car.
I guess so. Yeah.
Colt 45.
Never one of my favorites.
But didn't stop you from drinking it.
No. Clearly not.
Okay. In Lake City.
Again?
Florida!
Yes.
You know, maybe...
Can we head north?
Maybe when we're doing the news, we could split up the Floridas between the
shows. We're leaving Florida just a second here. But we got to do this one.
Okay.
Apparently, Domino's is going on the defensive. Defense. Or on the offensive, sorry, the offensive. Two managers of a Domino's pizza restaurant.
They're arming their employees now?
No. They were trying to get a leg up on the competition by burning down the neighborhood Papa John's.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really?
Yes, they set it on fire. They thought with their competitor out of the way, more pizza customers would flock to their restaurant.
So much for the last honest pizza.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like so stupid, I can't believe
it. Their pizzas are fired grilled.
Yeah.
Really?
And you know what? And I got to tell you, without a doubt, Papa John's pizza kicks Domino's' ass.
I don't think it does anymore.
Really?
I don't think so.
No, and the last time we got Papa John's, we didn't like it. Remember, the only thing it has going for
Domino's
is the garlic
is actually,
sauce.
Domino's has actually gotten pretty acceptable here. Over the
and
last,
I was
going
to say, it
year.
Would have to, because I'll tell you what, when we were in college, we had a Domino's near us, and it's like, it was like... No,
Domino's has made some changes
over the
last year. It was
like cardboard with cheese on it.
Yeah, Domino's has made some changes over the last year.
Yeah, they even have gourmet pizzas and stuff.
Yeah.
It would be hard, difficult to get me to order a Domino's gourmet pizza when I could just...
Go to... Petrillo's.
Go to Petrillo's and get a get a really good pizza.
Yeah, it's, yeah, but they close at 8:30.
Yeah, but every but I don't get loaded anymore, so I'm not ordering them at 1 a.m. anymore.
Yeah. But now it sounds good.
In Enniskillen, Northern Ireland.
Wow, we did take a significant jump out of Florida.
We left Florida.
Hope you brought your visas.
Paul Moran, 30 years old. He is also going to be going to jail. Just about everybody tonight is going to jail. He thought, and I don't know, I can't follow his train of thought, but he thought that if he put his poop on top of the radiator, that it would turn into gold.
Wow.
So he did this in his government subsidized apartment. He ended up starting a small fire and damaging his apartment to the tune of 3,000 pounds.
I bet it smelled, too.
It smelled very bad.
That is a crappy story.
That is a crappy story.
Does it say what his blood alcohol level was?
No, it doesn't.
Because you know what? To think your poop's going to turn into gold, I'll bet he had a lot to drink.
No, he didn't. But he does have a problem relating to years of drug abuse, it says.
Does he have a friend that's a leprechaun?
I'm thinking maybe he took too much of some drug or something, and that's...
You think?
He's like got severe brain impairment or something.
Well, me too, but I'm not putting poop on my radiator.
The judge said that he was very sorry to have to send him to jail, and then he thought it was an interesting... I'm quoting here. It was an interesting experiment to fulfill the alchemist's dream, but it just wasn't going to succeed.
See, I got to give a shout-out to the judge. Hey, that's an interesting experiment. I'm sorry, but I'm still going to have to put you in jail.
If I'm the editor of the new local newspaper, my lead headline says, oh, crap.
Okay, this one was from Connor. In Texas, Dallas police are on the lookout for a man who was facing assault charges because he hit a woman with a frozen armadillo.
Wow. Wow. Do they actually have a code section for that?
They might. I mean, well, it's assault, but I mean...
Assault with a deadly armadillo.
The woman said that she wanted to buy the armadillo from the man because she wanted to eat it, which is actually illegal in Texas. But they got into a fight over the price, whereupon he grabbed the animal by the tail and hit her in the chest with it.
You know, only Connor would find a story of someone getting beaten down by a frozen armadillo.
I know.
Keep sending those in, con man.
Okay. And that, I believe that that is the end of the boozy news.
You were flat.
I haven't taken my estrogen.
To be flat or not to be flat, that is the question. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
Yeah!
Yeah, welcome back.
It's good to be home.
One of these times, when Shelly's not looking, I'm going to say welcome back, and then I'm going to cut that part out of that thing where she's going to do the entire song. And people will be raving about it on Facebook, and she won't know about it until after. So.
What?
Tradition 7.
What about it?
Give it up, guys. Because the way that I would talk about it might be different than the way you guys were thinking about it, but one thing that I would bring up as having...
Well, just bring it up. You don't have to tell you
...been
would.
In many, 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 many meetings...
Yes.
...is that people are still putting their dollar in the basket, which is like the same dollar they were putting in like 1935. And you know what? There's been a wee bit of inflation since then.
You know what the more amazing thing to me is than that?
No.
We're in a meeting. There's 15 people in the meeting.
Yes. This is exactly where I'm going with this.
I know one person who throws in a five. I know three people who throw in like $3. That's $14. And the seventh tradition brings in $15.
Yeah. No, you know what? Sarah and I have seen it because Sarah, you know, in the peanut gallery, I know that she's put in some chunks. I've put in some chunks in it. We'll have 20 people in the meeting. We'll have collected $11 or something. I'm looking over and I'm like, I think Sarah threw a five and I threw a four and someone else threw a two. And I'm like, that means 17 people didn't put in anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that everyone has to. But you know what? Then you go to the meetings where really you see these guys out of recovery homes or out of these sober living houses, and they reach in their pocket and they pull out the last of their change and put it in because they're putting in something. Yeah. But, man, it pisses me off because you know what? There's a lot of people that I know that are making okay money and they're not putting in anything. And I know that technically you don't have to. Mm-hmm. But you should.
I went to a meeting. I spoke at a meeting last week. 24, 25 people. $61 in the seventh tradition. They covered the rent and my fee.
That's what you should. I mean, you remember back in the day and your fee.
Back up. Your fee?
Back in the day.
Well. Your No, wait. We're talking about his fee. Just hold that thought. Your fee?
Do you guys go speak for free?
Yeah.
I'm a radio celebrity.
Oh no, I don't speak for free. I'm going on Saturday. As a matter of fact, same meeting.
Same meeting.
The guy told me we get a stipend.
Yeah.
Time and driving.
You're such a liar.
Shelly and Sarah just like have these glazed looks. Like, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, you actually. We were just gonna let that pass after I said it because we both knew it was.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, just a joke.
Yeah.
Why would I charge a fee, Sarah?
Yeah, well, you know what? A funny thing about that is there are groups that use... Let me ask you about this, too, if you think this is okay. There are groups that use their seventh tradition that are big groups that will use some of that money to fly speakers to them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not talking about any... There's big groups in different areas of the country that will fly people with time, like with a lot of time, or they'll fly sort of... for want of a better term, AA celebrities or NA celebrities. Like, I am positive Clancy has been flown places before to go speak, and I'm assuming that comes out of the seventh tradition.
Yeah, I mean, right? I know a guy who was invited to speak at the UK convention. He was invited from Southern California, and they paid his way over, and he, as soon as he got there, he donated the flight money back to the deal.
See, that's awesome. Talk about a seventh tradition.
We had at the big meeting that I used to secretary, we took a group conscience because there was a guy that was going to be coming out to speak at a convention in the area, and we really wanted him to speak at the meeting. And the only way that he could do it is if he paid the $50 to change his plane flight and stayed another night. And we took a group conscience and decided that we wanted to pay him to do that. So we paid for his $50 and we paid for his... and then a couple of the members volunteered to pay for his food for that
Now
day.
Let's see how great a guy he was. Did he donate that money back?
No.
Bastard. Yes, Shelley?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought now.
Your train of thought got derailed. My daughter's in here borrowing my phone, which begs the question, where's her phone? Apparently charging or something. Oh, look, it's like playing charades. She's like pointing at me. Two syllables.
Yeah, three words.
We're all talking.
Second word. Yeah. We all stopped talking because she's playing charades.
Yes.
There was a pressure.
We're all guessing.
Yeah.
We're all guessing. Yeah. So now, how was the way you the topic came up? What were we going to talk about?
It wasn't my topic.
Sarah?
It wasn't my topic.
What was the way that you were bringing that up to be done? Seventh tradition.
Well, first of all, it's the very beginning of November, and you have Thanksgiving coming up, and then you have two major high holidays in December of two different faiths. So my question is...
Kwanzaa doesn't count?
Okay, and Kwanzaa. And so you have, you know, people have family and gifts and food and just little incidentals that they don't usually have on a month-to-month basis. So they're spending money on that, which is all fine and good. But then where are they cutting their corners?
Well, gotcha.
They're not cutting their corners on their mortgage, and they're not going to cut their corners on their car payments or their electric bill.
They might
bill.
Cut it on their mortgage. It depends.
Well, but my point is, I think that the seventh tradition is a place that people cut corners.
You think it suffers, then? Yeah. Okay. I get that. What do you think, Shelly?
I let him shut my electric off.
Oh. What do you think, Shelly?
I have to agree with that. I think that that's probably the case. I mean... although I would be hard pressed to tell by our regular meetings, because our seventh tradition generally averages $11 to $13 in a room with 30 people.
See, that sucks.
And I have mentioned it several times in the meeting. You know, we have no dues or fees.
Bring some aluminum cans, drop them in, we'll go turn them in.
But we have expenses. You know, just because you can sit there for free doesn't mean that you should, because the meetings aren't free. No matter what anybody says, they're not free.
I'd like to point out that at those same meetings, usually the coffee, I don't know if it always gets donated, but I've donated coffee to that meeting. I've donated creamer. I know Mark has. Many times the cakes are donated.
I've donated stuff. You bring donuts all the time.
I bring donuts almost every time I go at $7 or $8 a pop. And none of that ever gets paid out of the seven tradition, and we're lucky to make rent and give money to the area.
Oh, we weren't able to give money to GSO, I don't think, last month, and we won't be able to this month, because right now I have the treasury with me and it's only $23, and our rent is due this week, and our rent is $20.
You know,
it's getting to the point where, I mean, I'm going to have to do another little spiel with the cough it up. I mean,
here's the deal.
We spiel every week.
Here's the deal.
Get your cash out.
Instead of the latte, when you go to Starbucks after the meeting, order the Americano and put cream in it and put the extra buck in the basket.
Americanos are good, too.
They are.
They really are.
They are. They're half the price.
They are actually, Roger, my sponsor, turned me on to Americanos. Mm-hmm. You know what, though? That's a really good point. And I'm sure this happens at other places. You go to a meeting. Someone drops no money in the basket, but after the meeting, they're drinking triple lattes at Starbucks at $4 a pop.
Yeah.
Shelly?
Well, it irritates me when people come in with $3 monster drinks in a bag full of, you know, goodies from Burger King and then doesn't put anything in the basket. Now, I understand that everybody needs to eat, but...
Well, everyone needs monster drinks.
But when I go to Burger King,
drink your water,
I get
folks.
The stuff on the dollar menu. I'm not buying the, you know, ginormous...
And we're big radio stars.
Yeah, I mean... And there have been times when I literally didn't have a dollar
video,
to put in the
video
basket.
Killed us.
You know what? I got to tell you, the last time I went to a meeting and I took food, I only took one lobster tail that time because I wanted to be able to give to the meeting.
You didn't get the twin? You didn't get the twin tails?
No. The last time you went to a meeting and took food, I took your food, and it was beanie weenies and pigs in a blanket that I made at home.
Yeah, they're like little biscuit things wrapped around Vienna sausages or something.
And we put money in the basket.
Now, see, on the other hand, and maybe it's only me, and maybe that's why, because I'm looking at stuff that I've done in the past, but you know what? Fine. When it's around Thanksgiving and stuff, I find myself digging deeper.
Yeah, but it's also your birthday month.
Yeah, but I also find myself digging deeper around mm-hmm. Christmas. It's not that I have, like, lots of extra money, but yeah. We're talking a couple of bucks. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's like a couple of bucks. I mean, I understand if you're new and you're unemployed, or your mortgage is, you know, way past or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of things because the economy is not good right now. But I could spend a couple of bucks on a soda, you know.
Yes.
And I see people go put money in and get a soda out of the machine, of which for $2.50 they could have got a 12-pack at the local market. And it's like, you could take, you know, $2, stick it in the basket. For a while in AA, they had a thing, and it was like this poster. And they put it up in a lot of the meetings and a lot of the clubs. And they're like, hey, you know what? In 1951, the average donation was $1 to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, it's 2011, and the average donation is $1 in the basket. What the hell is wrong with you guys? You know, it's like, double up.
We had a speaker come out a couple weeks ago, and you weren't at the meeting. He did very good. He showed up. He took a cake for 20 years. I was sitting next to him while he was before he spoke. Seventh Tradition went around. He threw a $20 bill in the basket. Treasurer got the basket and almost fell out of his chair.
I'll bet.
And I'm like, you know.
There has been, it hasn't happened the last couple of years, but there was a time when at the Thursday night meeting, and I've heard this, many people do this before, that when it's the Seventh Tradition and you have a birthday, you put in the amount of dollars for the birthday you have. Guys like Harvey would be going broke that week. Six meetings, dropping $54 in for each one. But our friend Lee H and his sponsor Matt D and their sponsor, the Keebler Elf, that's what we call him, and his sponsor all had their birthdays in the same week, which is really weird. It just happened that way. And I remember one year Lee dropping in 15 and Matt dropping in 20 and his sponsor dropping in like 25 and his sponsor dropping in like 30. That's a collection.
That's,
you know,
a
what
day.
You know, you pull in that much money, that pays rent for
your treasure.
A long
your treasure's
time.
Going out that week.
Yeah, treasure's like, Alan, I looked at the donations tonight. We picked we got $11.
Yeah, calling shenanigans.
Damn, and it's gonna. By the time this show goes up, I'll have already had my birthday. The problem
probably.
Is right now, I don't know if I could drop $20 in a basket, or actually 22. Yeah.
There was something, actually, I was just thinking about. You were going back to the whole you getting fees for your speaking thing. I was
wow,
still stuck
Shelly
on that.
Just can't let that go.
I know.
No, it reminded me of...
I'll donate
it
back.
I was later. At a speaker meeting once, and the woman shared, and she was reasonably okay. I mean, you know, not a world beater, but she was pretty good. And she had come from L.A. out to this area. And
30 minutes.
Yeah, and at the end of the meeting, she wanted $20 for her gas money.
She asked for it?
She demanded it. And she got irate when they wouldn't give it to her. And she said, the purpose of the Seventh Tradition is to cover your expenses. And my expenses were the gas it took me to get here. And I want... And she
well, that's
was,
your donation.
First of all, from Los Angeles to Pomona is not $20 worth of gasoline unless she's driving a jet.
Yeah, she
unless
was.
Unless she's driving an Abrams tank.
Yeah.
And she was irate, and it was this big, huge kerfluffle after the meeting.
Did you tell her she wasn't that good?
No, somebody
see,
gave her
I
the money.
Her. That's what I thought.
Not out of the seventh, but somebody gave her the
well,
money.
You know what's ridiculous about that is...
Boy, are we whining a lot in this show?
I don't go to way long, usually. I mean, it's not very often I get asked to go a long way
you
to
speak.
You
went to Lancaster.
But, yeah. I went to Lancaster. That's an hour and a half drive. And I've also gone to San Diego and spoken. It's like, is it me? I wouldn't dream of asking the meeting for money for my gas. It would never occur to me to even do that.
I went and spoke at a meeting in Sylmar, which is a ways. You spoke at the same meeting later on.
Yeah,
I won
yeah.
the 50-50 raffle.
Did you donate half of it back?
I donated
in?
All of it back.
Oh, there you go.
Because... Why do I want to take money from a meeting?
You know, I just had a good idea.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good idea.
Oh.
I was thinking.
Actually, it's not really my idea. It's something I noticed in one of our meetings, speaking of people that really literally do not have the money to put in the basket. And that's the whole reason we're there, is to be there for them so that later on they can become productive members of society and put money in the basket.
Yeah.
in lieu of putting stuff in the basket, because he doesn't have any money and he lives in a recovery home right now, he took a commitment.
Yeah, there
you
go.
And he gives back to the meeting by doing his commitment, and he does a really good job of it. And for a while, we couldn't get anybody to reliably come and do this commitment, and it was driving us nuts because it was every week, who's the coffee maker? Who's the coffee maker? Who's the coffee maker? You know, shout out to Mike. I mean, he's doing a great job.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? That's a really good point on Seven Tradition. You know what? If you don't have money to put in the basket, take a commitment. Be a literature person. Be a chip person. Doesn't cost you anything, and it provides a service.
Clean up after the meeting is always big.
Yeah, clean up the wreckage of your presence.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one way to give back. I mean, because we talk in church about, you know, I don't tithe really big in church because I just don't have the money. But, you know, you can give of yourself in other ways as well. And that's what...
Put one hand on your Bible and one hand on your wallet.
Well, and that just occurred to me, and it reminded me of him doing that for the meeting because he doesn't really have the money to put in the basket.
That's a good point. So...
I give Jesus my car whenever he wants to take it.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Wow. Yeah, I gave Jesus my ATM number.
That's right.
Whatever he needs, he takes. There's the old joke. There's a Baptist priest and a rabbi, and they're walking down the street, you know, and they find a bag of gold coins. And the Baptist priest says, I have a feeling that we should... it's a Baptist priest, a Catholic priest, and a rabbi. And we'll draw a circle on the ground. We'll throw the coins up in the air, and the Baptist priest says, whatever lands inside the circle, we keep for ourselves. What lands outside of the circle, we use to do God's work. And the Catholic guy says, that's a great idea, but I think whatever lands inside, we use to do God's work, and what lands outside, we get to keep. And the rabbi says, I say we throw it up in the air, and whatever God wants to use, he keeps. And what lands on the ground is ours.
Yep.
Ba-dum-bum. So, Shelley, what would your final words on the Seven Tradition be?
Well, I would also like to point out at this juncture, for those of you who can give more but just aren't, it is tax deductible. Just a little incentive there.
It is.
But you have to keep a ledger.
Yes, you do have to keep a ledger.
That would be real easy. Just like you're getting your court card signed. Just get like 5 pens. Going to write the dates of every meeting you've been to.
Jeez.
You know what you could do?
What?
You could type it in Word. And they'd never know.
Yeah.
At any rate.
I gave $187 per meeting.
If you want the meeting to be there for you and for the newcomers, you have to put some money in the basket. It's not free. No matter what anybody says, it's not. That's the bottom line.
Mark.
What?
What are your final words on the Seventh Tradition?
That was a really bad joke you told.
That was a really bad joke.
Yeah, well, it's okay. That was it?
That was it.
My final words on the Seven Tradition is dig deep. If it's the holidays, you know, remember... Yeah. Here's my final words.
Okay.
Never put more in the basket than you would spend on a good night of getting loaded. It's true. You know what? Any day of the week, anybody in that room would have found a way to go get enough money to get really cooked.
That would be really easy for me. I can just put $5 in the basket.
That would be
right,
fine.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like anybody that got loaded, scraped and did... You know what? You could scrape a buck for a meeting. If you used to be able to scrape $60 or $20 or to buy a 10 whatever, I'm sure you can come up with a buck. Yeah.
I forget how to scrape $2.50 together enough times.
Yeah. Shelley, who's our singular friend back east? Northeast.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online.
It is
You
fine.
Can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the postal service.
He's always looking for submissions as well.
Yes, he's looking for submissions. And you can inquire about franchises so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
Awesome. Mark?
Yes?
Our friends online?
That would be in the rooms.
.com. Wow.
That was Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah's gone around the bend.
It's late for her.
Anyway, you can go to intherooms.com and it's sort of a quasi-Facebook of recovery. You can put up a profile and enter the A of your choice.
Gently.
Gently. And you can probe around in it. trying to find speaker tapes and chats and online meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101. Try to not probe too hard there. And listen to the show while you search the site. And it's all free.
That's a deal. We've got email addresses that you can send your rants, raves, topics to, and that would be cool. I want to give a shout-out to Sarah because, you know, she drives a ways to come out here.
Yeah, exactly.
And she doesn't ask us for gas money.
I know.
Okay. Right.
But she's lucky to have us.
Sometimes she brings candy and stuff, too. Yeah. You know, she's brought home-baked cookies with her before. How awesome is that?
I know. She brought those marijuana brownies at one time.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you
those
guys ate them.
Awesome.
I'm glad you guys ate them and told me how they were because I wouldn't touch them. So if you want to send rants, raves, and all that kind of stuff, send it to recovery_101@hotmail.com or recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos up at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn serious.
Yeah, do not.
Do not.
Shelley, who's the lead on music? Bye.
I have to say at this juncture, because this has been going on for a very long time, and you know how I am, and I don't normally correct people. Seriously. Seriously. It's an adverb.
Seriously?
Seriously.
What? Serious?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I'm not sure what you're referring to, but okay.
Every time you guys say Rule 62, you
don't
say
take
don't
yourself
take
damn
yourself
serious or
serious.
Damn seriously.
It's
we
seriously.
Say both.
It's seriously.
We say both.
You did say Lee one week, and I was like, phew.
Yeah. You know what?
You're taking, you know how I am.
You're taking this entirely too serious.
I know I am, Lee. But I can't help it. You know how I am about these things.
Lee.
Rue 62.
At any rate, what was the question?
It's a question you always get
oh,
at the end of every show.
At the end of every show.
Every show you get asked the same question.
Let's,
seriously?
Seriously.
Are
serious?
You asking that seriously?
You serious?
Let's do
are
Forever
serious?
Amber.
Forever. Which one?
No, I just stuck Heroin Lies on the end of another show.
Pick
I
one.
Don't know.
Pick
I'll just
one.
Pick one. How about Damn Girl?
Okay. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and put some money in the damn basket.
We're out.
Thank God.
Fingertips, fingertips, on my bella, my bella, my bella.
And hey,